From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. But first, Jackie, let me say our condolences to you and your family, the loss of your grandmother, who was our biggest fan at 102 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, she was. She she died last Friday, Tom. She was living in Philadelphia, and she will be greatly missed, but she lived a great life.
102.
Yep. Born in 1913. Wow. And still in her right mind to the last day.
Yeah.
To the last day. So thank you for that, you guys.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. So many, Tom, you know, were shocked and heartbroken to learn that beloved lifestyle expert and restaurateur and former model B. Smith had been stricken with early onset Alzheimer's. That was about a year ago that we learned about it. Now B. and her husband, Dan Gaspy, are in the fight of their lives as they work to battle Alzheimer's and try to make the best of the rest of their lives. I'm going inside her story with Dan Gaspy, who, Tom, is writing a book along with B. about her battle with Alzheimer's. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jackie, and let me express my condolences, too, about your grandma.
102
years old is a beautiful existence and a great life.
Yeah, she was a great woman, and actually, interestingly enough, part of her last years were spent caring for my grandfather, who died of complications due to Alzheimer's. And I just want to ask you, Dan, you know, how B is doing, how both of you are doing with this diagnosis. I know it's not easy.
Yeah, well, as you know, Jackie, it's never easy. I mean, when you see someone gradually change or do things that they did easily become more and more difficult, you go through a period of, a W2F type of period, and you don't understand. But what we did is we got honest, went and had testing, which everyone should be able to afford, but it's expensive now because the government hasn't mandated to catch it early. And then we set out to try to make a difference. And Sweetie is you know, she's doing good. But look, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. Alzheimer's is not, you know, a walk in the park, or it's not, catching a cold. I mean, there are definite changes, and, you know, there are short-term memory problems and, you know, some issues with just being able to handle things. I mean, my wife was a woman literally that could do everything. I mean, you know, we always said the great thing about her was that she made so many things look effortless and easy. And you know, that's a big difference for me as a husband and as now a caregiver. You know, the role has sort of reversed. I'm now more of a wife and a husband, as opposed to being a husband and she being a wife.
Well, Dan, I have to ask you about that time. It was like a little less than a year ago when we heard in the news that B had gone missing.
Yes.
And that, I mean, she went missing for 17 hours in the Manhattan area. That had to be terrifying. I mean, what happened?
Well, it was like someone put a trap door open, and I was just waiting for it to take me down. And she got on what is called a bus to the Hamptons, where we have a home. And she literally, our daughter put her on the bus, but put her on, traditionally, we get on the last stop before you get to the Hamptons. And she got on the stop before just because of the proximity to where they were, you know, shopping and eating. And then she got off the bus at the next stop. And then from literally 5 o'clock that evening to 11 a.m. the next day, and this was 2 days before Thanksgiving, so you can imagine it was cold and rainy. She had on a pair of high heels. She walked from Midtown Manhattan up to Harlem, up to like 135th Street. Then she walked back down to the Staten Island Ferry, got on the ferry, went over to Staten Island, came back, and then walked back up to Midtown on the east side, then walked over to the west side, then walked around. And so, you know, we had an Amber Alert out. And I must say that, you know, the New York metropolitan area loved her because we were getting reports and, you know, police officers, sanitation.
Why did you let her ride the bus by herself?
Well, the thing is, there was never a problem because I was going to meet her at the other end of the bus. And we've never, you know, it wasn't like this is not a traditional bus that, you know, has many stops. It had one stop, and then, and actually my daughter even told the driver, you know, that she has it and that I would be at the other end to pick her up. But what happened was there was this one stop in between, and that one stop made the difference, and she just got off and started walking.
I know that was terrifying, but it was such great news when we all learned that she was okay. You know, I know you two are working on a book that's due out in January.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's a book. It's a love story. The title of the book is Before I Forget, because what she's done is, you know, she's been so groundbreaking in so many things, from being first on covers to opening restaurants to having a nationally syndicated TV show to being literally the first African-American woman with a magazine, a black woman with a magazine, to just doing and giving back all the time. And so, but she collectively, you know, we never complained. We never talked about the things that all of us as people of color had to confront, both externally and internally. And along the way, you suddenly, you know, you're driving through all of these things, these challenges, these obstacles, this adversity, and you think you get to, you know, your 60s, your late 50s and 60s, and you're in a good position, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like driving into an invisible wall, and you get hit with this thing that is actually devastating our community, you know, mental dementia, neurological diseases like Alzheimer's. And then you have to suddenly realize, what are you going to do?
Have you sold all of the restaurants?
We've closed. We sold the Sag Harbor restaurant. You know, our rent in Washington just got to a place of, you know, when you're making money and, you know, and the rent $1 million a year in the train station, it's just no way you can continually keep it going, and then the rents were constantly escalating in the city. So, you know, there's a big difference between quitting and knowing when to quit, and understanding, also understanding that, you know, you have chapters in your life, and this is a big chapter. And
I love the radio show. You guys had a satellite radio show.
Yeah, we did.
It was
the
B. Smith and Thank You, Dan show. And
we love doing that. Thank you.
I absolutely loved it, and I thought your relationship just, you know, just felt the love that you guys had. What is the one feeling of your relationship that you want to share with people?
Well, I think the most, I'll tell you what haven't been in the restaurant business, haven't been in the people business. What I try to tell, especially young brothers, is that you got to like who you love.
Mm.
And too many people get caught up into, whether this is a good business relationship. Does she make me look good? But how do you feel about it? Can you sit down, or can he sit down and talk to you about life? And can you share things in the newspaper? Do you have mutual dreams? Do you think about where you're going to be 5-10 years? Can you sacrifice for each other? Can you, you know, be your cut buddy in a time of need?
Yeah.
And so what I like about, you know, my wife is that if she was my relative or she was my friend, I would feel the same way about it, because what most people think they know, and the people that do know her know this without any question, she is one of the most decent human beings that I've ever met. She never finds the bad in people. She always looks for the good. She's very proud of where she came from. She's very proud of what she's achieved. But she always, whether it was women in need or children or women being abused or just bringing people together from different backgrounds, she's a decent human being. And she's the kind of person that if you got on a plane at 30,000 feet, and when you got off the plane, whether it was a short ride or it was a cross country or around the world, you'd want to be around her again.
That is true. That is true. And now at this point, Dan, how far along is she? I know it was early onset Alzheimer's. I mean, do you see pieces of what you love about her so much slipping away?
Of course. I mean, look. Yeah. I mean, there's.
She's still cooking.
She's still cooking. It takes. You know, this is a woman that her. My mother and her mother and my father and her father were basically the same people, and they could look at food and cook it. You know, they could eyeball something. You know, they had the way Sherlock Holmes could deduce things. She could put things in her mouth and go, tarragon, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, fennel, you know, there's a little too much fennel. I mean, she was that type of person. And so to see that happen is just that it's not as quick or it's more contracted now is a tough thing. But, you know, God is good, and he's given us a wonderful opportunity to get to where we are. And what we want to do, and I tell you, please tell every one of your viewers, exercise is the single greatest thing you can do to reduce Alzheimer's, and to minimize it. Exercise.
Okay.
Give her our love, please.
Yes.
Please do, and a big hug.
And
God
you
bless you guys. We're praying
you
for
much.
You both. Dan.
Appreciate it.
You know, and thanks for all your work to educate people about Alzheimer's as well. You guys.
We're gonna get rid of this because it's affecting our community more than anyone else.
Yes, it is.
And as the title goes, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.